quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. We'll be recapping the Open, Fox's win, Bryson's drop, Scotty's and Rory's comments, and fast or slow play in the game of golf. Those seem to be the topics of conversation coming out of the final major championship. We're also going to get into some of the newsworthy items surrounding LIV and what appears to be the dismantling of that league, as it seems to be picking up some speed or in that regard. So we'll talk about that. We're also going to get into the rest of the schedule. The playoffs, Bob, we're not that far from the playoffs. And we're not that far from the playoffs, and we're also at the end of the major season. You sent the caddy and I that little meme that showed how many days to the Masters, the U.S. Open, the PGA, and the Open Championship. Well, like, it's just kind of it's a little depressing.
Yeah, it is depressing. And we've only, after this week, we've only got two more events before we hit the playoffs. So it's going quick. And it just seems like we were just beginning the year not long ago.
It's true. And I don't know why it feels like it's getting faster.
Because you're getting older, Brian.
Well, is that a thing? When you're older, things go faster?
It seems like it.
Or is it just that we are living at a faster pace in life right now?
You know, and that's probably part of it, too.
Speaking of fast pace, you remember Scotty after he won last year? He's like, you know, you don't really get a chance to really celebrate or enjoy these. You're just back on the next week. How about just, I swear, it was just barely, they were over in Scotland. Next thing you know, they're in Minnesota playing the 3M. Here we go again.
Yep. PGA Tour just going on. Next week at the Rocket Classic, and then Greensboro, North Carolina at the Wyndham. Pretty crazy.
And then the final installment of the playoffs as we know it right now, because things are going to be changing.
Yes, they are. 2028.
Some things are going to change next year, too, I think.
They will.
Yeah. There's going to be some things changing. Might be some new venues. Might be some different things like that. But
yeah.
And then you got a fall finish event, too, right? You got all the fall stuff that's going to take place, and last chance cards and all of that. Hey, the caddy's going to join us for the entire back nine. We'll kick it off next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Every champion needs a home field advantage. Mountain America Credit Union will go to bat for you with mortgage loans that cover every base, including a free appraisal for a limited time. We're not just your lender. We're your biggest fans. Mountain America Mortgage, your home team. Apply today. Loans on approved credit. Membership required based on eligibility. This limited time offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Equal housing lender. NMLS ID 462815.
Unleash your swing at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf with all the new Titleist GTS drivers and fairways. Find the perfect GTS driver to gain superior distance, accuracy, and ball speed. Book your fitting for the new Titleist GTS driver in-store or online at worldwidegolf.com. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
Golf Course Greens starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. This segment brought to you by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com and book your play and stay at Black Desert. The Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course awaits, as does all of the amenities, including five restaurants, spa, fitness center, 36-hole putting course, TrackMan range, 19th hole. There's so many great things about visiting Black Desert. Do it now. blackdesertresort.com.
And they're having a special deal during the summer.
They are having a deal during the summer.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
so make sure you can take advantage of that.
If you buy some real estate, you're going to get some resort credit, which is pretty cool stuff.
Giddy up.
Let's talk about Ryan Fox. One of the cool things, and I mentioned this to you guys as we were in conversation, when we were texting with you and me and the caddy last week during the final is, you know, here is the drama's coming down the stretch. I couldn't help but kind of root for the Sam Burns story. Here he is playing the Open, his wife's clear across the world with their new baby. She said, you know what, we're good here. Go win your major. And he was on the doorstep of doing it, coming off being a shot short at Shinnecock, right? I mean, it was a cool story. And then you had, of course, the great final round 64 there by Cam. And he's on the range waiting, and he's the players' champion. He played so well in the Ryder Cup. And so you're like, that's a cool story. And then you're like, Ryan Fox is going to wreck this whole thing. And like, who is Ryan Fox to wreck this? You know, who is this guy? And you don't know a lot about Ryan Fox.
Right.
And you watch him play, and you're like, wow, that was impressive. And then he sits down afterwards, and you listen to him, and you're like, Ryan Fox is the greatest guy ever. Like, this guy is so cool. And the way he goes about it, and his story's awesome. And he comes from a, you know, great heritage and all of the things. Right. And I think to myself, that's what's great about professional golf. It's the Open. It's open to anybody that wants to try to qualify. And you know what? If you're the best player that week, you're the champion golfer of the year. You get the claret jug. You get the accolades. Your life has changed. You get the check, all that goes with it, right? And we get the opportunity to discover something about this new champion. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. You know, Fox made a fan out of me. Like, I loved the way he finished that off and the ripple effect that his fast play is having throughout the game of golf.
Well, along with that, a guy that has won twice on the PGA Tour just this last year, and he's only been on tour 2 years, okay? And he won in playoffs, both of them. And one of them was against Sam Burns. So he gets two wins at the age of 38, and he comes to the Open Championship, and he wins at the age of 39. So what that tells me is when he's in the heat of the hunt and he's got a chance to win, and he goes after it wholeheartedly. He sniffs it out and he goes and he gets it. And he was able to do that. He's been able to do that three times now, where he kind of is the guy that has the walk-off in three of his wins on the PGA Tour in the world of golf. So I love the idea that he didn't turn professional till 25. He plays Australian Tour and cuts his teeth there, as he talked about, you know, that's where I learned to play professional golf. Then he gets on the DP World Tour at 30 and the PGA Tour at 37. And he was Order of Merit winners. And he said there was a point in time on the Australasian Tour where he thought about giving up the game because he was playing horrible and he only had three tournaments left in the year, and he ended up playing phenomenal the last three tournaments, and it gave him enough to get his card back and keep him going for another year. So he's seen adversity, he's gone through adversity, and he's gone through success. And that's what's really cool about him, is that you can see this guy doesn't pull any punches. He tells people about himself and what he's been able to do and what he's been able to accomplish. And conversely, he was playing Sam Burns, and you talked about Sam and possibly wasn't going to go and everything. Sam Burns has had a phenomenal year in majors this year. He tied for second at the Masters, tied for 26th at the PGA, second at the U.S. Open, and third at the Open Championship. Sam Burns, at some point in time, I think will win a major championship. And he had a phenomenal year this year, shooting 62. Ryan Fox shot 62 at the Open Championship. And yeah, there are so many things that were so cool about that final major of the year, the Open Championship. Just so much to talk about and so awesome.
Yeah, that's a great summary, Bob. Well done. And, you know, you look at Foxy, he's played, you know, he's won just about $12.5 million on tour.
Right.
$9.5 million of that in the last two seasons. Really, yeah. In the last 12 months, if you want to take from now till last, you know, last summer.
Right.
And that's pretty cool. With those three wins, that's what it'll do for you. And 37-year-old rookies are pretty rare, you know, and the fact that he, in just those, you know, starting on tour that late and to have that kind of success, a multiple win season, mm-hmm. followed up by a major win mm-hmm. the next year. I mean, that's wild stuff. He's 22nd in the world now.
Yeah. He said in his press conference, he said, if my career encompassed what I had done up to this point, he said, I would say it would have been a phenomenal career, and I'm good. I'm good with it. But he said, now you throw in this, an Open Championship, a major championship, the world's major championship, and it just makes it that much better for him.
That was the 10th time that he'd played the Open. It was his first top 10 in 29 major championship starts.
Wow. Wow.
He's the second player from New Zealand to win the Open Championship, following Bob Charles. Back in 1963 mm-hmm. at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's.
Yeah. First lefty to win a major.
That's amazing.
Yep.
13th consecutive first-time winner of the Open. That's the longest streak of the Open.
13th consecutive?
Yeah, going back to Phil Mickelson in 2013.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you think about, so that means I can't remember who won in 2012 now, that would have been a repeat. But 2008 was Padraig Harrington right here. He went back to back.
Yes.
But you're talking about multiple. Somebody that won the Open Championship twice.
Yeah.
Or more, right? Multiple times.
Correct. There. Correct.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. That's pretty wild, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was a phenomenal Open Championship. I mean, you saw the golf course. You saw what it looked like.
By the way, you mentioned 62. That's his lowest score on tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not do it in a major championship win, right?
Why not?
Oh, that's so cool. Good stuff. Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler played pretty dang well.
Oh,
he just couldn't freaking buy a putt to save his life. I mean, if he putts mediocre, he wins that thing.
Yeah.
And you got Cam.
I mean, he finished fourth.
Yeah. And you got Cam with a Sunday 64. Burns couldn't quite get it done. I think the pressure was really getting to him. Just seemed to hit some careless shots down the stretch. But yeah, it was good. Like, you saw the pressure of it all unfold. So congrats to Ryan Fox, number 56 in the world to start. And that was the highest ranked since Darren Clark won in 2011 as the number 111th ranked player. That was pretty unlikely as well. But pretty cool story in its own right. Listen, when we come back, there's still so many fallouts of it. Wanted to give Ryan Fox his due. But coming out of that, what most people want to do, they're like, yeah, Ryan Fox, cool story. But what did you think about Bryson's penalty still a week later? And the comments that Rory and Scotty made afterwards, along with how about Fox and how fast he played? I can't tell you many times in the last couple of days of playing golf that I've heard guys talk about. Can you believe how 22 seconds that he made that winning putt? Can you believe that? How do we play more like that? How do we speed up the game? We'll talk about all that and hear some comments. When we come back, you're listening to Real Golf Radio. Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Every champion needs a home field advantage. Mountain America Credit Union will go to bat for you with mortgage loans that cover every base, including a free appraisal for a limited time. We're not just your lender. We're your biggest fans. Mountain America Mortgage, your home team. Apply today. Loans on approved credit. Membership required based on eligibility. This limited time offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Equal housing lender. NMLS ID 462815.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app, presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round, because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one. Nice. Yeah. Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper at Real Golf on X, Real Golf Radio on the gram and other social media sites, as well as your favorite podcast sites. Thanks so much for joining us here. The caddy's going to join us on the back nine. He's going to join us for the entire hour as we'll look at this these topics of discussion. So we talked about Ryan Fox. Congrats. We talked about some of the players that were in the mix there. Really tough for Cam, who bogeyed the last hole. Fox birdied the last hole, and that really was the difference for those two players. But coming out of that, people want to still talk about Bryson and the ruling. Here's Rory's comments afterwards. So first of all, first question I get is, did you think it should have been a penalty? Yeah, look, a week later, I still think it should have been a penalty. Like, if they're going to look at going to look at it, I think the way he stomped around down there, it was, you know, you could call it careless, but I'm not going to say he's a cheater. Look, first, let's just say
it was careless.
It was careless, and I think it was a penalty.
Yes.
What is on trial here is not whether or not Bryson DeChambeau is a cheater. I don't look at him any differently after the ruling than I did before the ruling.
Agreed.
When you're going through the course of play, you might do something that is in breach of the rules. Either a cheater is, I'm going to try to get away with something. Like, I think about VJ. VJ changing the scorecard way back in the day. I think about, quite frankly, I think about Pat Reed and, you know, the way he's working the sand and, you know, doing things that are just a little shady. This didn't seem shady at all. Just as like, this he breached a rule and he got a penalty.
Yep.
The thing I didn't like about it, or the heart that's hard about it, is that it gets dealt with 2 hours later.
Yes.
2.5 hours later. Like, that's the kind of the crummy thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, afterwards, everybody wants to know what Rory and Scotty think about this. They're the two best players in the world. They're two top voices in the game. And so you kind of got, and you got two different answers. Here's again, if you probably heard this last week, but here's Rory talking about the Bryson situation.
I was watching it live. I was up in the players' lounge watching it with a few other players. And as soon as he made the step into the ball, we all sort of looked at each other and were like, that didn't seem right. And then when I heard that he was, you know, he was called in by the rules officials, I think it was pretty obvious for why. I think, you know, I think there's no doubt that he improved the line of his backswing. So, you know, and again, it's like whether it was careless or whether it was intentional, I don't think it matters. Hopefully it was careless. But I think the two-shot penalty was justified for sure.
What do you think of the scenes after? Obviously, you guys were delayed getting your tee times as well because of it all going on.
Late night for everyone. I won't pretend to be up here and defend Bryson. I'm not particularly fond of him. I think a lot of it's performative. I think a lot of it's for attention. And to hold the tournament hostage like that and have all of us, volunteers, players, everyone waiting on him to depart, I didn't feel like it was a great look.
Yeah, he didn't think it was a great look.
Yeah. You know what? There's a contrast.
Okay.
Okay. With what he's talking about, holding the tournament hostage. You know, he was saying, you know, I'm gonna take my game and go home. I may not play tomorrow. Okay. And it's very similar to what he says going forward about the PGA Tour. Maybe I'll just stay on YouTube and play majors and not even deal with the PGA Tour or what's going on there. I found a contrast between both of those. But what Rory said and his comments were, I think, spot on. A lot of the players saw exactly what happened, and they didn't think it was probably right. And then the rules officials came in and said, you know, this is going to be a two-shot penalty.
But then the second part of it is he took an opportunity to say, I'm not particularly fond of him. Yeah. I think it's performative. And, you know, and so that was kind of where people are like, God, I don't like that Rory guy. Well, here's the thing that I've always felt about Rory is that he's pretty honest and open about his feelings and his comments. And we don't always get that in sports. A lot of times you get the media answers. Tiger gave us a whole lot of non-answer answers all of his career. Rarely did you get any sort of actual, what felt like genuine insight into Tiger, the person, certainly Tiger the person. Sometimes Tiger the player, but it felt like you never really got any sort of genuine insight into Tiger the person.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Rory is a little bit more of an open book. And sometimes, like I actually as a media guy, I love that, right? Because you know you're going to get a good quote from him. But I think a lot of people had a problem with Rory saying that because it feels it's not professional. That as a professional, you don't come out and get and do personal jabs. You don't you don't air some of those things out to about another fellow professional. And there is a little bit of a code there, right? I appreciate that stance. So it is a bit of a fine line there. So I actually I'm fine if you want to hate Rory because of what he said there and you didn't like the way he said it, that's fine. You're entitled to that.
Yeah.
If you want to say, look, I love that he jabbed him because I don't like Bryson either, that's fine. That can be your thing. I don't think this whole situation is about whether or not you like Bryson. And I don't buy into the narrative that Bryson was singled out because he is either a live guy or because he's performative and a YouTube or popular or whatever. Right. I don't think it's any of those things. I think he broke a rule. It was determined he broke a rule. And that was the end of that. Now you've got to, should Rory have said the things he said or should he have kind of taken the high road? Well, Scottie Scheffler took the high road. And here's Scotty afterwards. Remember, he at the time says, look, I'm focused on trying to win this thing. I don't want to talk about it. Well, as soon as he was done, of course, everybody's like, we want to know what you think. And here's how the Scotty responded.
All I can really say is I think maybe we need to be a little bit more strict in the way that we are policing guys. But it's a little bit of a balance because you got certain guys like a Bryson who every shot he hits is going to be shown on TV. And you know, when you have camera angles that are far away, things can look different than they do when you're right there. And so, you know, we've done a good job of, like, I don't know, I hate saying stuff like right out here because I don't want anything to get taken out of context. And, you know, all I'll say the rest of it is, like, Bryson, I've known him for a long time. He's a lot of things. But he's definitely not a cheater. I've never seen him cheat once, whether you're having a putting contest over putting green or chipping contest or anytime we played amateur golf, I never saw anything suspicious. When you're watching him there from that camera angle, you know, maybe he was a touch careless around his ball, but I don't think he did anything intentionally. Man, you know, we've seen penalties happen with, like, you know, you remember John Rahm a couple years ago at the Memorial when his ball moved in the rough, and it's like, to the naked eye, can you really tell that? And so I think sometimes it's just a difficult position in the game of golf. Like, when I was growing up, you always, if this was a line between things that were, like, if this was the line, here are the rules, and this is the right side of it, and this is when you're doing things against the rule, you always try to stray really far that way. And I feel like at times, sometimes you see players maybe push it a little bit further than they should, and I think we need to kind of get back to the traditions of the game. And, you know, maybe we do need to police things a little bit more stricter in the game. But like I said, it's a tough line to kind of cross, and so that's why it's hard for me to say anything like this. And, you know, Bryson is a guy that I've known for a long time.
Like I said, he's not a cheater.
So there was a lot to kind of unpack there.
Yeah.
Scotty didn't really want to talk about it, but then he brought up a lot of things that you sort of like, well, okay, Bryson's a lot of things, but he's not a cheater. First of all, what is that a lot of things? A lot of people say that, like, he's a lot of things. Like, what are those lot of things?
Well, I think that might have to be performative, like,
yeah,
you know, Rory was talking about and that kind of thing. Scotty, and don't forget, Scotty was the one who was playing in that group with him.
Yeah.
when this all transpired. And each one of those groups has a walking score with them and a walking rules official. My contention was, why wasn't that walking rules official down in there with him when they found the ball? And he could have made that thing happen so much quicker or not if he had been down there. So I don't know, but I loved what Scotty talked about, and I loved that he said, you know what, Bryson's not a cheater, and I like that.
Yeah, he likes that, but he also then went on to say that when he was growing up, that there was this line, and you tried to stay as far away from it as possible. Yep. You erred on the side of caution, and he thinks that maybe it's put that. Well, he said that players are pushing it a little bit right now.
Yep.
So did he think that Bryson was pushing it a little bit, or that this was an example of players getting a little too cavalier and it gets called on? So maybe it needs to be policed differently, as he said, as opposed to just the guys that are on camera for every shot. And that, is he suggesting that this kind of stuff goes on a lot more than what we really know? And right, those are, I'm trying to piece together maybe something out of that. Yeah. But he also said, I hate making these comments because, like Rory, I don't want it to get taken out of context.
Yeah. So was it cavalier or was it too casual with the rules?
I think he was a little cavalier there.
Yeah.
Because he stomped in there, like, mm-hmm. I think it was a little careless. Would have been, oh, I kicked over a thing and my ball moved because I was just la-di-da. I feel like this was a little more cavalier, like stomped in there, was very demonstrative about how he was going about it instead of sort of the tiptoe. The bull in the china shop versus the tiptoe through it.
I agree.
I think you kind of needed to sort of, most of the guys will be a little, like they're high-stepping it in there. So it's like, okay, I don't want to do anything, you know, to...
Yep.
And he just like went immediately in there and started like almost creating a stage or a, you know, for him. I don't mean a stage performance, but I mean creating the area to play, right? Almost carving it out a little bit over in that tall stuff.
Yep.
So,
you know, let's not forget last year, Shane Lowry had his ball in the middle of the fairway and it was deemed that he caused it to move, and he was assessed a two-shot penalty. Another former Open champion. He was assessed a two-shot penalty. He didn't like it, but he took it. So, you know, Bryson didn't like it, but he ended up taking it. He ended up playing the rest of the tournament. He talked about the fifth hole, and there was another hole. And he said between those two holes, it was five shots, and that would have allowed him to tie for the lead. So those two holes cost him, he felt, the possibility of winning the golf tournament.
Yeah, and you know what? I would say that's probably right, and I think we all probably have those same holes in every round we play that cost us.
Absolutely.
You know, whatever. I mean, that's golf, right? I could say, interesting. All right. Hey, listen, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, there's also Scotty talking about personal jabs and rivalry. So I want to hit that. And then John Rahm on the future, his future on the LIV Tour. And we'll talk about how that, some of the things that have gone down with LIV this week. That's coming up next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Every champion needs a home field advantage. Mountain America Credit Union will go to bat for you with mortgage loans that cover every base, including a free appraisal for a limited time. We're not just your lender. We're your biggest fans. Mountain America Mortgage, your home team. Apply today. Loans on approved credit. Membership required based on eligibility. This limited time offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Equal housing lender. NMLS ID 462815.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
at Uinta Golf. By Worldwide Golf, we love the game of golf just like you. We're here for golfers because we know golf like no one else. Since 1971, your local Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf has been the trusted partner on and off the course, providing reliable expertise you can count on. With over 60 years of experience and our legendary 90-day guarantee, we've always been here to help you get there. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app, presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round, because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one.
Nice. Yeah.
Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
Golf Course Greens starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Talking about the fallout of the slow play, or excuse me, the Bryson comments. We're going to get to slow play here in just a minute. But the Bryson situation and the penalty and then the comments afterwards by Scotty and Rory. When Scotty Scheffler got to the 3M, he was asked a little bit more about it and personal jabs and rivalries, and here was his response.
I think golf's different in a sense of a lot of other sports because, you know, my biggest rival week in, week out is the golf course that we're playing. I mean, I could never stop somebody from doing anything in golf. I felt like when I played basketball, there would always be rivalries in basketball because, like, you're going to play defense against the person, and that is much more personal in a sense, like, because I'm actively trying to stop. Like, if you and I were going to go out and play one-on-one, like, it would turn into a rivalry because I'm actively trying to stop what you're doing. But in golf, we're always competing against ourselves in the golf course, and, you know, I've never been a big fan of personal jabs, so I don't think that rivalry is a big thing in golf just because, you know, like I said, my biggest rivalry week in, week out is the golf course.
The personal jabs comment was interesting. I think maybe he was referring to what Rory said about not liking Bryson.
Yeah.
And so I think, is there some sort of rivalry budding up there between Rory and Bryson? I thought that the Brooks-Bryson thing was... Talk about performative. That felt the whole thing was performative, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they turned it into a made-for-TV match later on.
Yes.
So
yes,
I kind of agree with Scotty. There's not really sort of... I think most rivalries are a bit manufactured in golf. Even talk about Tiger and Phil, big rivalry. Maybe, but you know, think about the times that they actually came down to a tournament was either Phil or Tiger, especially playing in the last group. At a major championship, it just rarely, I can't even remember if it did. I think it happened like once. It just doesn't happen very often. I mean, they don't even play together in majors very often unless they were paired together like at Torrey Pines.
Correct.
Where they put them together in 2008.
Yeah, at the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know about the whole rivalry thing, but I'll say this. There is a bit of a code of conduct amongst professionals. They even have this conduct becoming or unbecoming.
Unbecoming, yeah.
So this little code, if you will, there's some definitions around it, but there's also sort of the unwritten code about calling guys out. I still like the way Rory is willing to say stuff that maybe others wouldn't. Scotty's taking the high road, and I respect that. I do
and
think
there were others that did it as well.
There's a level of respect there.
Yeah.
But when you're looking for something to talk about, Rory's comments are pretty good, right?
Shane Lowry was the same. He made the comment. Yeah, it was two shots. Yep. Yep. He broke the rule.
Right. But those are two separate things. Feeling like it was a legitimate rules break and penalty is one thing. Coming out, I'm not fond of the guy.
That's true. That's true.
He's performative and all that stuff. Yep. And then everybody is coming back. Rory's performative, blah, blah, blah. Wearing the green jacket to Wimbledon. What's more performative than that? Yeah, perhaps, but wearing the green jacket to Wimbledon, like you got to do it. Why wouldn't you do it?
You got to wear that green jacket anywhere you can wear it.
Right. Like that's to me, that's different than trying to be drama queen guy on the golf course.
Yeah.
And trying to generate views and trying to get more TV time and airtime and, you know, he might say, well, I'm not even doing any of those things. That's just my routine. This is just how I act. If people want to watch, if that appeals to people, then that's on them. This is just me being me. Maybe.
Yeah. You being YouTube. Because I'll tell you what, everything he does is all about YouTube. Everything he does, his golf matches, his shots over his house, everything. It's all about YouTube and visitor and viewers.
And by the way, that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Absolutely.
You can have a YouTube career and you can have YouTube following and do all that kind of stuff. And you can be performative for those things.
Yep. That's exactly right.
But it feels like there's two different stages. And I think this is maybe where Phil wanted to, when he, you know, his obnoxious greed comment and all that was he wanted to own the rights of everything he did within the stage of the PGA Tour.
Right.
Well, in this case, when you're talking about PGA Tour stage or you're talking major championship stage, you're a player within that on that stage. The stage is not yours.
It's not yours. No.
But when you're at your house and you're hitting shots and you're creating content, that's your stage.
Absolutely.
And I'm okay with that. And I don't think there needs to be this whole thing. It's I'm either a YouTube guy or I'm a tour guy. I don't think I think it's cool that they can blend those things. I think it's great if you wanted to go out on a Monday or a week that you're off and you want to go and have some cool event that you do that, you know, generates interest in the game of golf and promotes your personal brand. Go for it.
I don't
have a problem with that. What I had a problem with was the concept that Phil wanted to go. This is going all the way back, and we'll bring Liv full circle here. But this is the idea that Phil wanted to basically have a Phil channel within the PGA Tour event that he was playing or the major championship event. Like instead of watching CBS, who pays a lot of money for the rights to be able to broadcast that, instead tune into the Phil and Bones show on this app or whatever.
Streaming.
And now you look at it and you say, well, yeah, why? It basically was a featured group idea. That's what featured groups are now. So when you're watching, you can actually, during majors, you can go into the different cable settings or whatever, and you can watch just featured groups. Augusta is brilliant at this. Their whole golf tournament is featured. You watch every shot from every player, you know, in every round. Like, that's incredible. But that is a different kind of infrastructure that they have there and budget at Augusta National. So, but to say, like, instead of going to the CBS route, I'm just going to watch Phil channel and see his insights. That would be pretty dang cool to see Phil all the way around and hear him talking about what he's thinking all the way through in a major championship
or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't have those things competing within the same stage. That's just, it's conflict of interest. So anyway, that was a long-winded answer to say, why don't we just go ahead and have both things going? I think what the YouTube guys are doing is great. You know, the Bryan brothers and the Grant Horvats and all the stuff that they're doing, and Bryson's right in that camp. Go for it, man. Knock yourself out. Continue to bring up this generation. Now, what I hope doesn't happen, and this became a talking point after Shinnecock and leading into Shinnecock as well, is this new fan to golf that might be wanting to come out and be performative themselves. The fans are performative by what they're saying and how they're acting and the way they might want to try to, you know, affect or alter an event by their actions just to try to make a scene to get the show on them. Yeah. I don't like that. That's where the line needs to be drawn. So keep the stage what it is on this part with the tour. And then on the other stage, if you want to go out, and again, there's a lot of young kids and others that are putting on great content while they're playing golf. Good for you. Go do that at your local muni or club or whatever.
Yep.
But let's not have both stages competing and bumping into, you know, and causing problems or wreaking havoc on the situation. So anyway, that's my take on that. Anything else on that whole thing?
No, I think what you said is exactly right. You know, it's the players are competing in a championship, whether it's on the PGA Tour, DP World Tour, major championships, whatever. You are basically an invited guest to compete in those arenas. And because of that,
you're talking about the players?
Yeah, I'm talking about the players.
Yeah.
Because of that, you need to play by the rules of the entity that's promoting that dog and pony show for you to be able to make millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple concept, and you do what you need to do to be able to play your best, but also conform within the guidelines of what's going on. So
agreed. Hey, coming up on the back nine, we're going to hear more about from Ryan Fox on playing fast. We're going to hear from Colin Montgomery on his take on playing fast and all of that kind of stuff. But I want to get into one of the things that's interesting that's a lot is ramping up this week, Liv's back playing. And so there's press conferences and things being talked about. Bob, it feels like this is the literal unraveling, and maybe
the death throes.
You think so?
Yes.
Here's John Rahm. Again, I'm going to play this and leave our mics on because the video, and you've probably seen it, is much more descriptive. Here's Rahm sitting in his press conference, and he's got this kind of smiley smirk going on throughout this whole conversation.
Obviously, we've had a long break. Have you heard any clarity about the future of Liv Golf at this stage?
He's smiling. Says yes.
Yeah. Well, we're in contact with them. We know a lot of what's going on. Yeah. It's not that I can share with you guys right now.
You seem optimistic.
Still smiling.
I'm always optimistic. I mean, I play a game for a living. I can't really be too upset about how things are going in life.
That's true.
So even though I'm very frustrated on the course very, very often, off the course, I'm very different to a lot of people think.
So would you expect to be playing Liv Golf in 2027?
Smirk.
I'm not going to share anything that I can't share with you guys right now.
Non-answer.
Smiling, smirk. Like, he seemed the happiest he's been since he's been on Liv. Like, to me, he's like, I am so, this thing's almost over. That's the
exactly.
way, like a relief of this thing is almost over.
Yep. And he's going back to the DP World Tour.
Paid his fines.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's good in order to maintain membership and then work
And then work his way back onto the PGA Tour. Yep.
Bob, that's just one of the things. Martin Keimer came out and gave the Liv Tour, a 5% chance of survival, I think.
Yep.
Wasn't that his comment?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And then you've got this broadcast company or software company that has filed lawsuit for unpaid bills.
Yes.
Like it's not looking
million
good.
Dollars. Yeah.
It's not looking good. $1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, they waste $1 million at lunch, these guys.
I know. Think of what the PIF put into this thing to the tune of $5 billion. And it's just about run its course now. I mean, the young guys are trying to figure out, okay, there was one that I can't remember who it was that came out and was vocal and said, listen, for every year I play here, it costs me a year on the PGA Tour. So if I get out of here sooner, then I can go and play my way back on by either the DP World Tour or now the Asian Tour, and then be able to get back onto the PGA Tour sooner.
Yeah, he's basically, and I don't even know if he might have been anonymous in that. I read the same story.
Yeah.
But he basically said, if I play well in 2 years, I'll be back on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's got to sit out a year suspension from the last time he played a live event. So if he stops now, like even if it comes back around next year, even if they're able to play,
yeah,
he doesn't feel like it's worth it to go play because that means that's another year that he would be have to sit out. So instead, he'll sit out the live next year and go play Asian or DP, whatever he can get through, which yeah. while he's sitting out the year of not being able to play PGA Tour, and then hopefully if he plays well, boom, he's back onto the PGA Tour. So it feels like everybody is like preparing to, you know,
move.
Unboard the Titanic, basically.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
See, there's ways that guys have done it. That, you know, Brooks Koepka did it through this little window that he could use to get back on the PGA Tour. Patrick Reed's doing it a total different way, not playing on LIV Golf anymore and just going to the DP World Tour and immediately won a couple times, 2 out of 3 weeks, and now he'll be back at the end of this year to be able to play on the PGA Tour. So there's a lot of ways to do it, a lot of ways to skin that cap, but guys are looking at that right now, definitely.
I'll say this. It just never seems sustainable. I don't see how it's sustainable now. It never really was sustainable.
Right.
The kind of money they were throwing out there, I mean, there's been a lot of comments about it. I think this will be an interesting study. Yeah. I give them a lot of credit. They went all in. Boy, you talk about going all in.
Yeah.
They went all in.
Yep.
And you know what? Some of those guys made out handsomely.
Yeah.
And you know what? Good for them. for that part. If money was the thing, good for you. You definitely did not miss out on that opportunity.
So the DP World Tour and the PGA Tour now have an alliance with the Asian Tour.
Yeah, it was big. Which
the Asian Tour had an alliance with LIV Golf, and now they've jumped to the DP and the PGA Tour.
And that could have ramifications on their world rankings.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so that was another thing that came down this week, which was a big deal. So yeah, a lot of things going on around that. Hey, coming up on the back nine, hour number two, the caddy's going to join us. We're going to talk slow play. We'll talk about Foxy. We'll talk about this whole Rory Scotty comment contrast and so much more. Stay tuned. The back nine's next.